Just like the last budget cycle, Republicans control both houses of the legislature along with the governor's office. GOP Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend says overall he's satisfied with the budget.
We have a tax cut that will reduce the average Wisconsinite's income tax by 4%. I think what may vary from community to community, statewide property taxes will go up under 1% each of the next 2 years. And we have a tuition freeze for 2 years at the UW. It's about time we gave the young kids a break.
Grothman sits on the Joint Finance Committee. It spent weeks deliberating and making major additions to the budget. The finished product contains 94 policy items, including legalizing bounty hunters and allowing police and firefighters to live outside of Milwaukee. Democratic State Representative John Richards calls the elimination of residency requirements a mistake and fears it would lead to a mass exodus from the city.
A real slap at local control, and something that's going to hurt Milwaukee neighborhoods for years and years to come. I hope that when people take a look at the consequences of eliminating residency for the city of Milwaukee, they'll step back and say it's important to stand with our state's largest and most important city.
Richard says during debate, Democrats will offer amendments, including one that would remove residency. He says the tax cut favors the wealthy and is outraged the budget contains a $10,000 tax credit for parents who send their kids to private schools. Richard says Democrats are opposed to voucher expansion and want more money to go toward public schools. There have also been rumblings some Republicans are not satisfied with various aspects and are considering voting against the budget. On Monday, State Representative Steve Nass said he would reject the budget but did not say why. Earlier this month, 11 GOP members of the Assembly said they would not approve the budget unless it contained less borrowing and ordered removal of a provision to collect DNA from people arrested for felonies. At a news conference Monday, Senate Minority Leader Chris Larson urged Republicans to join with Democrats in opposing the budget in its current form.
We're here to put out the welcome mat to those senators to put their money where their mouth is. If you dislike provisions in this budget or the budget overall, please stand with Senate Democrats to build a middle-class budget.
The GOP holds the majority in the Senate, 18-15, and Democrats would need to persuade two Republicans to stop passage of the budget. Senator Glenn Grothman says that's unlikely to happen.
But I think usually Senate leadership likes to deal with Republicans who are dissatisfied in advance, and we would collectively agree on amendments to get to our 17 votes in the Senate.
Grothman agrees lifting residency requirements would hurt Milwaukee and voted against the provision in joint finance. He says he would vote in favor of an amendment to remove residency. The Assembly is expected to pass the budget in the next 2 days, with the Senate poised to deliberate on Thursday. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.